Welcome to another real, raw, authentic episode of Sober.Buzz, spreading the good buzz, hosted by me, Josh Case, and my beautiful fiance, Heidi Case. Our global community crosses cultures and has no international boundaries, as addiction and recovery is a human journey. Hope is found here. Thank you for joining us. So today, we are going to talk about your cravings you had last week. I remember you got out of rehab and you said, I'm never going to want it. I'm never going to have a craving. I'm never going to anything. And I said, well, let's not say never.
I think I said I'm never really going to have a craving. I said I never might never relapse. But anyways.
Well, you didn't come close because you did your game plan, right?
I did. Yeah. I followed my game plan. Yeah, so I had a craving the other day.
You were grumpy. I knew something was up.
I was so grumpy.
I'm like, what did I do?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I'm like, yeah, it was like for half a day or so.
I was trying to find a reason to blame it on him, but ultimately I couldn't.
Yeah, because I'm well behaved.
He is pretty well behaved.
Well behaved now.
I've trained him well.
I think it had a lot to do with that. I'm not using. She's trained me very well.
Yeah, I have.
Go easy on me, right? And be nice.
Women, if you need tips, I'm right here. You know where to find me. So I did have some cravings. Actually, it was sort of like for several days last week.
You even had dreams, right? Did you have a dream?
Did I have dreams?
I think you told me that you dreamt about using. Or there was drugs in a dream or something.
Oh, yeah, but that's not what I was craving.
Oh.
Okay. It was really weird because alcohol was not really ever my thing. I mean, sure, I would binge on it, but I didn't really like it. I didn't prefer it by any means. When I did drink, it was normally a pina colada or a glass of wine.
Or when I'm watching the Super Bowl at a bar and you come.
Tonic.
Yeah.
We won't talk about that right now. But it was never really a big thing for me. But I did used to like to drink Moscato in the summertime as I sort of watched the sunset or was like winding down in the evening. I would go out into my garden at the time and, you know, have a glass or two of Moscato or whatever. And I was sitting out on our balcony, which is just sort of right here.
We should post a picture of it because we have beautiful sunsets.
We do. We do. We have really gorgeous sunsets. And I go out there pretty often. I actually go out there in the morning for coffee and drink coffee next to all of our plants. And then at night I go out for a little while and try and catch a little bit of sun. So yeah, I was out there enjoying the sunset and I had this like weird feeling just wash over me. Like that warm fuzzy right here would feel real good, you know, with that glass of wine, that sure would be relaxing. And like the second it passed through my head, I was like, what the fuck is that all about? Like it was not like me. At least not anymore. So it was really weird, caught me off guard. And then after that, I couldn't stop thinking about it. And I don't know if I was actually really, I don't know. Like, was I craving it or was the thought that I thought about it just bugging me so bad that like, it was just on my mind constantly. I couldn't really tell you. Like, it was a little bit of both. And
was it kind of romanticizing the thought of
kind of, you know, relaxing with the glass of wine. I actually have even thought maybe I should buy a wine glass to put like, I don't know, some juice in.
Martinelli's, right?
Something like a Shirley Temple and I could sit out there with my wine glass and drink it. I think I miss the cups the most. I'm not going to lie. I actually really miss
the goblet or the long stone.
I don't know. All of it.
All of it.
Just, you know, so fancy. Yeah, I think I just kind of was romanticizing it a little bit. And yeah, it sounded good. It sounded refreshing. And then actually, it's funny. It sounded refreshing. But then the other day we were walking by a restaurant and they were out on the patio and a bunch of people were drinking, you know, what looked kind of like Moscato or something light. And all I could think of was, that sounds so dehydrating. Like,
I always thought Moscato was too sweet.
But I like the sweet stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the sweet
stuff. You are so sweet.
No, yeah, so I had a bit of a craving, and it was really weird, and it had bugged me for several days, and it was really starting to piss me off. I was getting really grumpy.
Yeah, I mean, I knew there was, like, you, like, flipped a switch.
I started getting, like, really dark and heavy. It's the whole, atmosphere.
Yeah, it was like, and I knew something was going on.
You even asked me.
I asked you a few times.
Yeah.
And then,
But I don't think I really had the words for what I was, experiencing yet, so I couldn't really... I wasn't like lying, like, oh, nothing's wrong, but I couldn't, like, I don't know. It was just really throwing me, okay? So, anyways, I get in the bath, I'm trying to, like, chill out, and, you know, got my little, like, magnesium flakes in there, and my bath oil, and I've got, like, a whole routine.
She's got a whole production.
I do.
Really do. She gets orders from this oil from Utah that actually ironically comes in whiskey bottles, right?
No, I put it in a whiskey
bottle. Oh, you put it in a whiskey bottle. Okay, I thought it came...
But it was from Amazon. It's not really a whiskey bottle. It just corks like one. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it is a little ironic, but it also holds it best. Anyways, and it looks pretty.
Yeah, beautiful.
That's what's important. Yeah, so I got my little, you know, like, bath production going on, and... I'm sitting in there and I'm relaxing, and I start to realize, I'm like, you know what? I think the reason why this is, like, constantly on my mind is because I'm not voicing it.
Right? Yeah, and I actually had something completely different that once I talked to you about it earlier, what I kept dreaming about.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And once I told you about it, it went away. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so it was sort of that concept, because that had just happened to him, and I was like, maybe that's what's going on. Maybe I just need to say something. And then I was like, wait, that's kind of my plan, right? Is to tell on myself. I'm supposed to tell on myself. Yep. Like, that's my biggest part of my plan, tell on myself. So I did. I sort of called to you from the bathtub, right? And you came in, and I was like, I am totally craving. Like, I've got to be honest. Like, I am having a craving, and I don't know what's going on, and I don't like it, and it's really bothering me, and I make it stop.
No point in time where you're like, oh, I want anything.
But I actually didn't want it.
You just wanted the craving to go away.
Right.
But I wouldn't even call it a craving if you didn't want it. You had a thought in your head.
It was one of those reoccurring thoughts that is just so intrusive that it, like, was pissing me off. Yeah. So
you were pissing.
Yeah, it wasn't really so much a craving as it was, like, just really pissing me off that I kept having it.
Just kind of like a dwelling on something. You're dwelling on it. It's kind of.
Yeah. And it was bothering me. So, I told on myself, and lo and behold, it was like a weight lifted from my chest, because once I told you, I actually didn't think about it again until I decided maybe I should write a post about this or something.
And that was actually our first, we kind of talked about doing a personal post, like, of something we're going through at the time. And that was your first one of those.
Yeah. That was my first one. So I at least dealt with it the way I told myself I was going to. Mm-hmm. So pat on the back to me. Pretty proud of myself, because in the past, I know I would have just continued being pissy and, you know, probably yelled at you about something that you didn't do, and I don't know.
I thought you trained me well. I do everything I'm supposed to, right?
I know, so now I don't have anything I yell at you
for. Wait a second.
That's my problem. I don't have anything left to yell at you about, so... Yeah, I would have had to make something up, and then that's gaslighting, and it's just, I can't do all
that. Oh, I love being gaslit.
Yeah, I can't do that. So, yeah, I had to just come clean, and luckily that took care of it, and I haven't wanted any since. Like I said, we passed a restaurant, and I was like, oh, that looks really dehydrating.
Oh, yeah, I mean, we live, like, right by a dozen bars.
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, every time we walk by there, you don't even have an inkling of
it. I don't either. Yeah.
So
I don't either.
So this is actually where we live. It's been a really good test for us.
It really has. I was actually really nervous when we moved here, especially with your struggle being more alcoholism, because we're in Austin and we live pretty much right above 6th Street. And if you know the Austin area, 6th Street is famous for all of its bars.
Yep. We're not on the dirty end. We're on the west
side. Yeah, we're not on the dirty six, yeah. Where all the, like, famous bars are and stuff. Yeah. We're on the lower half of it. But still, we're surrounded by bars. Like, they're right below us. I hear them all night long.
I like that.
Yeah, it drives me crazy. They can keep their karaoke to themselves.
You thought somebody was pretty good at one point. Like, yeah,
they're not sometimes bad. I go sit on the balcony and judge the people. Like 10...
Sometimes you yell down at them.
No, I don't yell down at them. Sometimes I sing along. But yeah, so living above the bars did make me really nervous at first, but I mean, we haven't even had a problem with it, so it's been kind of nice.
Yeah, and like, really, if we lived above the bars or in a neighborhood, alcohol is everywhere. You know?
Right.
I think it's more about, you know, where we're at. Yeah, mentally in our recovery, right?
Absolutely.
Like, if... No matter where we are, if we want to do something, I mean,
yeah, like I'm gonna find coke, right? Wherever I need to.
On a guy's foot in the elevator once, right? I mean, we didn't take any, but yeah, like.
He had dropped some on his foot,
and he pointed it out to everybody in the elevator.
Yeah, which was really odd.
Yeah, one of our first days in the building.
Yeah, I was like, oh wow, yeah. We came to the right place.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, this is great. No. Austin is a pretty big party town, so...
But also a huge recovery community, too.
It kind of blows me away.
Because, well, I think some people bounce between the two back and forth, you know?
Absolutely.
You know? But that's one of the reasons I ended up here, because, well, got lied to about the hurricane and what happened. But that's a whole other thing. We won't get into that.
That story's for another time.
But ended up in the Austin because... I didn't want to go to Dallas.
Obvious reasons.
And they have a reputation for having one of the largest recovery communities in the U.S. here. And there is a lot of support. And it is a great place for recovery, but it's also a great place for partying.
Yeah.
And so it's just, what do you want in your life, I think.
Right.
You know?
And I think as long as you've made up that decision in your mind, you know, stay true to that. You're good. But it definitely depends on where you are on the inside.
Well, I'm proud of you for... you know, coming clean. I know, you know, it wasn't easy. You didn't want to admit that, you know.
I have a problem admitting if I'm wrong.
You weren't wrong. You were right.
I know, but you know, like the whole just having a good, like,
weakness, vulnerability.
Yeah, it's not my strong suit.
Oh, it's your vulnerable suit.
Yeah.
You believe that? Well, I mean, like every time I relapsed, you know, the thought occurred to me, I should call somebody. And then every time I relapsed, I got asked, well, why didn't you call? And it was because I was just determined to relapse. And that was just a completely different mindset than I have now.
Right.
You know, I can't imagine relapsing. I love what life is now.
Right. And I can't imagine actually relapsing either. I
can't see you relapsing.
Yeah. I really couldn't. I'm not going to say never because...
You're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to, and it would be stupid. But I really can't see it happening.
I can't either. I mean, I was surprised that, you know, that is what was going on with you.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I'm also glad that you told me, so...
Yeah, yeah. And just like I know you would tell me, so...
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Proud of you.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for... being there for me.
So I hope this helps. You know, they say we've decided to relapse before we actually get even near the first drink. And, you know, this could, you know, if you didn't bring it up and just let it fester, who knows? Who's to say where you would have been, like, in a month? Or maybe you would have forgot about it, but it would come up again. You know, it's just, they say secrets kill. You know, that's a phrase that I learned in rehab.
Absolutely.
You know, like, you're not gonna get in trouble. No one's gonna get in trouble, right?
Yeah, exactly. Plus, you know, you're my partner for life, so might as well tell you. If anyone's gonna understand, it'll be you.
Yeah, fellow addict, right?
Yeah. So,
well, appreciate everyone joining us for another episode of Spreading the Good Buzz with Josh and Heidi Case. Everyone stay safe and sober out there in the wild. We'll see you next time, and
have a good week.